I see we still got some coming, hopefully. For those of you that have sat under the word more than 2 years, I'm going to say, some of y'all going to graduate today. Say, what you mean graduate? You're going to go to another level, okay? Because the title of my message is, it's time to take off those training wheels. Time to take them off. You know, in life, sometimes when you go through something, you got to get on the phone and call everybody you know, like I said. But we don't come to church to just sit on the pew and fill a pew up. We don't come to see how many people here, how many people not here. You come here just like, I'm going to keep saying it, you go to the service station. You got a destination you're going to, and you need gas. You need something to help you to put inside of your car to take you where you need to go. And you don't sit there at the service station and just park there and don't put the gas in. The church house has got the word of God to train you how to live life. Not just go to heaven, but how to live this life. And then after you put the gas in the car, you can still sit there with the key in your hand and still don't go nowhere. Amen. But we're going to show you where you need to be going and what you need to be doing here. If you can't go to a church and they're going to break it down for you and tell you, glory to God, see, I can hoop like you. I can jump on the pew and do all of that. But that ain't nothing but theatrics. Amen. When I finish, you still need to learn. Break this word down and teach you what you need to do. You know, I thought about the scripture people quote a lot about children. They say, train up a child in the way that he should go. Don't just do like you do a dog or a pig or something. Just feed it and give it a place to sleep. You got to put the word in them. Then he said, if you train them up in the way they should go, when they get older, they're not going to depart. But if you ain't putting nothing in them, glory to God. Then you want everybody praying. One time I had folks pray for my God said they don't want to need prayer because they need to follow my word. So like I said today, and if you're here for the as a beginner, you're going to learn what you're going to learn if you be here. Everybody don't want to be taught. Everybody want to go to heaven but don't want to do what it takes to get there. Everybody want finances, you know, and want to claim the blessings of God, but don't want to follow what God tell them to do in order to get it. So I'm here today talking to those that have been sitting under this word for years. You have been under intense training. For those that have not been here for long, I'm going to go over some teachings, like I said, that you will know what you will be learning when you come here. One of the main things is that you realize you're not here just to warm, like I said, a pew, but you're here to learn something. And what kind of church is this? A training facility. I don't care if you didn't go to high school, didn't finish high school, didn't go to college, don't have no other form of training. If you come and sit under the word of God, God will equip you, make you, and cause you to be a surprise to many. Glory to God. He'll put something in you, come on here, that college couldn't give you. He'll teach you how to do business. He'll teach you, glory to God, how to make your life more fuller. Glory to God. So don't worry about your former education. It's good if you got some, but if you didn't, you right in the right place. Amen. Hallelujah. He leaves us without any kind of excuse. And you got to understand that you have to be trained in spiritual things so that you can handle this life and the things that you will be coming up against. And have, you know, after that, you'll have life everlasting. Amen. You know, I don't want to live a hell on earth and then die and go to hell.
Right.
I want to live a victorious life while I'm here. And I'm still looking. See, you step into heaven when you get saved, not when you die.
Right.
When you get saved, glory to God, and give yourself to God. Glory to God. And you've got to understand that there's going to be things that have come up against you in this life, and we have to be taught. We're going to train you. We're going to, you know, how to stay in God and stay armored up. Glory to God. Because we have an adversary, Satan. And we preached it last week. Everybody got a black history. They could talk about where the devil took them up one street and brought them down another. Glory to God. And it don't matter how defeated you've been in life. You can sit under this word and become a victor and have a victory life. Amen. But when you get born again, like I said, and you receive into your spirit, God will put into your spirit his spirit. And he'll begin to sit you under training and teach you how to grow that spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. You got to learn. We got to stay in God's jurisdiction. People think, well, God is a good God. Just because God is a good God, that don't mean everything you want, you're going to get.
Right.
The bank got, you hear me say that all the time, they got plenty of money. You know, they can loan you money, but you got to qualify for it. Amen. Hallelujah. So you got to understand God, when he comes to us, he's going to give us his spirit, his word, sit us under his teaching so that we can grow. If you don't grow, it ain't nobody's fault but your own. Some of you all know what I've been through these last 2 weeks, how that my daughter passed, and the devil had it set up that we had the seminar, and she passed at 2:00 Saturday morning, and I was preaching at 11 o'clock Saturday.
Yes, you were.
Because I'm on a mission. And see, I can't let, you know, my flesh wanted to do this, but I cannot let. You know, and you say, well, you don't need to do this. That's why I didn't tell anybody until after the service was over with. People say, well, if it was me, I'd have been doing this and doing that. You're not me. You remember you got word when God called this man and he say, well, I got to go bury my father. He say, let the dead bury the dead. Now, that don't mean all the time you can't do stuff like that. But if I had a mission, I had a mandate that I had to keep. And I kept it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And people looking at me like, well, you don't feel nothing. You don't do nothing. You remember what I preached that Saturday? If not, it'll be on the website. Uh-huh. That pie God showed us. Uh-huh. It had the 9 fruit of the spirit in it. You can't just build up your faith. You got to build up your joy. You got to build up your peace. See, I can have peace in the midst of a storm. I can stand not because of who I am, but because of who he is. And the Bible say the joy of the Lord is your strength. So they kept wondering, why are you standing so strong? Because I'm operating in joy. I'm full of God's joy. And it strengthens me to do whatever I need to do. Hallelujah. It keeps me from allowing the devil to take control of a situation. Now, I preached a message in her memorial Tuesday. I'm sad, but I don't have grief and sorrow. Because Isaiah said, he has borne my grief. I gave my grief, which is another level. Come on here, somebody. I gave God my grief and my deep, deep sorrows. Hallelujah. Because, see, this thing can take you beyond the grave.
Come on.
Death. It has stopped so many people, you know, and everything. And I had to release that to God. Oh, I'm sad, but I'm not going to let this take me out.
Right.
So in doing so, when I was at the hospital, and y'all heard me tell that testimony, this lady got to the elevator and she pushed it. And I guess she got the same news we got. And she just bust out and went to crying. And I was able, I was talking to you. And I dropped my phone with nobody in the waiting room. And I grabbed her. Don't know who she is, may never see her again. And I absorbed her pain. and her sorrow. I could feel it leaving out of her body, coming into mine, and I was taking it to the heavens. And I told her, I said, don't let this take you out. I said, what you need to do, I said, I'm not going to let you go down that elevator and out of this hospital like that. And God gave her peace. See, what was in me came in her. And what was in her came in me. And I knew what to do with it. Hallelujah. But if you sitting there falling all apart, that don't mean I'm sad, but the heart sorrow I got to take to God, because life goes on. You still got to get up and go to work. You still got to pay Georgia Power. You still got to do this. Sometimes people can hurt you so bad that you be blocked. You way back they hurt you and you can't move forward. But I preach Sunday, you can't go forward looking back. Get that stuff to God and keep on moving. Well, they didn't like me. They treated me bad. Don't worry about it. Put it on them. Put it on God, and he will take care of that. You've got to learn. We're not here just to play church. I'm not here just to entertain you. I'm not here to just, you know, I understand that there are different levels that you're on, but you're here to be trained on how to deal with life. Amen? And you've got to understand that you can have the, you can be born again, speaking in tongues or however you want to do it. I don't care how many scriptures you know, but you can put yourself under Satan's jurisdiction. Yes. By allowing your flesh to take you places and your mind to take you places you ought not go. Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. And then, like I told somebody, I said, it's not that I'm so big and bad, great woman of God. I would have fold like a rubber band. You know, it's just the word of God keeping you. He said he'll be a comforter. He said he'll keep you. And that's exactly what he's been doing.
Yeah.
Glory to God. You got to stay under the jurisdiction of God so he can dominate your circumstances. And that, as you come to him, he will, by the power of God, change from the inside. See, the word of God, you can look, if you were nappy headed before, you still gonna be nappy headed after you get saved. Bald headed, whatever kind of head. You hear what I'm saying? You don't change on the outside. Where the change come in is from the inside. God is working the work on the inside. And it's time, glory to God, we keep trying to run here and run there, trying to get a word here, trying to get excited there, trying to see if somebody going to pay us attention here and there. I'm not in this thing for attention. I'm in this thing for training. Glory to God, hallelujah. And I want to let you know, glory to God, you better find you somewhere and get yourself trained, because the day can come when everything you learn, you're going to have to pull it out. That devil don't care. He'll kill you with a two-day itch. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So when you come to church, the promises of God, everything is to the new man, not your old mannerism and your old flesh. And you got to get a new mindset. God's going to do a mind shift inside of you. Amen. Amen. We're talking today from the subject, it's time to take off those training wheels. Now, some of y'all are going to graduate today, and some of y'all ain't going to graduate. You better keep them training wheels on. Amen. Amen. Because if you don't, you're going to end up falling down. If this ain't time to play, well, I know I'm this and I'm that. No, trials and tribulations are going to tell what you really are. Hallelujah. You're going to go through some things. It's going to tell what you really are. It's going to tell what level you on. And it's okay.
You're right.
It's all right. If you don't pass the test, go back and take the class. Don't get mad at the one who's trying to teach you. Go back and take it all over again. Hallelujah. Because I'm not here to play with anybody today. Glory to God. I've been teaching and training and saying and doing. And you know, you got people don't want to be trained. And so they get up and leave. Well, that's okay. It's all right, you know, because God is going to be God. He's going to follow his word. Let me just interrupt right here and tell this right quick. Before all of this happened, there were some things that I wanted from God. Just things for my house and different things like that. And when my husband and I would go looking and shopping, he said, well, why don't you get this? When I said, that's not what I want. Why don't you get this? That's not what I want. I said, I'm gonna hold out because God gonna give me what I want. Well, one of the things I wanted was an armoire in one of my bedrooms. And so with all of this that happened, was that Wednesday, baby? Yeah. He just said, come on, let's go. I'm going to take you riding. We're going to go riding. Now, I did not want to go riding. I was tired. I've been through all of this. See, I preached Saturday. I preached Sunday. I preached Tuesday. I just didn't want to go. But you know what? The Holy Ghost. See, when you got enough of the word in you, I just got up and went. I was kind of, all right, I'll go, you know, and everything. So we went riding and we were looking and it was soothing to me though. He knew God was leading him. It was soothing to me. So we went, he stopped at a store and I said, I'm not getting out. There ain't nothing in there. I ain't getting out. But then he stopped at another store.
Come on.
Now I'm gonna tell you how if you listen to your flesh. And when I went in the store, I spotted, soon as I walked through the door, I spotted what I wanted. And I went over there, you know, sometimes I don't, now I got money, I could buy brand new, but we went to one of these thrift stores. And I spotted it as soon as I walked in the door. And I went over there and it didn't have a price on it. So I went to the lady that was ringing up the stuff. I said, how much is this? She said, go ask that guy over there. So when I went and asked the guy, he said, how much do you want to pay? I said, I don't want to pay no more than $35. You know, I'm going to start there. You know what I'm saying? So the guy said, well, and he had a bunch of blue tickets, and blue was the half price. He said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to put it $35. He said, I'm going to put it on a blue ticket, and it's going to be half price today. I walked out of there with that big, heavy armoire for $16 and something cents. Glory to God. But had I listened to my flesh, I wouldn't have even got up out the bed. Come on here, somebody. And not only that, we didn't just get blessed with that, but we got blessed with something else that we saw while we were riding. Hallelujah. Because I know, glory to God, God is a prayer answering God. And if you obey his word and you don't let the flesh, people talking, telling you what to do, control you, he is going to give us blessings. Why do we come to church? Why do we get saved? Because God, we become sons and daughters of God. And he's got promises and he's got blessings for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I thank God for my training. The next thing you are taught, you got to live by every word that come out of God's mouth. We have taught you that. The only way that Satan could get in, we taught this all last year, the end of last year. Satan got to come through thoughts. Mm-hmm. He got to get in your emotions. See, he'll make a suggestion. I didn't have so many people telling me what I should be doing, but I'm doing just what God tell me to do. That's how come the devil cannot control this church, because I did what God told me to do and he paid it off in 4 years, but 4 years before it was supposed to be paid off. I don't have to throw no chicken dinner, sell no pies, or beg and probe people. Glory to God. All I got to do is keep preaching the word and he keep the doors open. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's doing just what he said. I'm seeing the word come alive in real time. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
I got a bill and I throw the bill on the table. I say, God, this is your bill. And guess what? He paid the whole thing cash. Hallelujah. We was, what were we doing? I was telling Linda to look online to give me the account, how much money we got in our account. And somebody, anonymous donor, had made a donation, no name, say anonymous, and put on in our PayPal for our account.
Yes.
See, God looking at, he lets me know, you just do what I tell you to do. Hallelujah. And I tell you, thank glory you, to God. So these are the things you're here to learn, how to get the word in you and be a doer of that word. So that when the trials, tribulations, whatever come up, if you abide in that word, I'm telling you something, you will, God will make a way out of no way. He will keep you. He will keep the circumstances. Well, some people may say, well, since I let the cat out, everybody know now about my daughter. Well, why did not he save her? Well, let me tell you something. She had her prerequisites before. When they was 12 and 13, I baptized them in Jesus' name, and they both had received the Holy Ghost. Now, they did get away, glory to God, from, and begin to go out and do things. And when I saw her that Sunday, mm-hmm. It went from Sunday to Saturday, she was gone that quick. When I saw her that Sunday and the condition she was in, I would just talk Thursday. I had a Mike Tyson fight, I told him, in my prayer closet. And I told that devil, you're not going to control this. You're not going to control this. And you're not going to take my mind and my feelings and control me. And I told God, I say, I'm giving her up to you, however you decide to do it. If you save the flesh, that's good with me. But if you take the soul, that's still good with me, because I'm claiming victory. And I've been walking in victory ever since. Because I'm not playing church, glory to God. I know I'm serving a living God. And when I ask him to do something, because I do what he tell me to do, he's going to do just that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. He's a living God. And that word, glory to God, is what, and he did just what I asked him to do. I've been feeling victory ever since. Hallelujah. You got to not let the devil, we talked all last month, the end of last year. Don't let him get in your emotions. You're going to have to learn to let the word control your emotions. You're going to have to let the word control your mind. The devil will come and tell you things. The Bible said, cast down of imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself over the word of God. You got to be trained in these times to cast it down. Hallelujah. The devil tell you, you ain't gonna mount to nothing. You ain't never had nothing. You didn't come from nobody with nothing. It don't matter. When you come into God, you are somebody. Forget about that. Scratch that stuff out of your mind. Hallelujah, Jesus. He'll come through. He'll use thoughts and suggestions to twist the word and change the information of God in your mind. You got to keep him out. Who got to keep him out? You got to keep him out. Hallelujah. You have to control your, we talked about that seminar. One of the things is long suffering. You got to have patience. You got to have self-control. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You start losing it, guess what? The devil gonna just pick it up from right there. Hallelujah, Jesus. That word will teach you how to cast down, spit out stuff that you have no business having in your mind, meditating on. And I said, who, you the one, if you come and you get trained, you gonna learn how to do this here. I don't care how they treat you on your job. You take that thing to the heaven. They won't God turn that thing around? Some of y'all in here is a living witness that God will turn that thing around. Hallelujah, Jesus. You don't have to stand there and fuss and cuss folks.
No.
You know, they say, well, how you doing? Pray, highly favored. Thanking God. You know, I had some people do some things within this week's time that I was going through with several things, to say some things that it was like, if I wasn't prepared and trained, it was like they took a dagger and tried to stab me in my heart with the things that they said and what they did. But the word was protecting me.
Yeah.
It was protecting it. It wouldn't let it come in there. Yeah. Hallelujah. It just wouldn't let it do what it wanted to do. Glory to God. See, we're not here to play church. We had to learn how to live. Hallelujah. And that's what I kept my mind on, life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You will learn or have learned and train you. You got to train your mouth and your tongue not to talk negative. What happened to Job? First thing when stuff started happening, he started cussing his days and wishing he wasn't born and trying to blame everything on everybody and everything. You got to train yourself how to keep control of your words and stay out of negative words, because the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue, and whichever you speak, that's what you're going to get. We're going to train you how to do that. Some of y'all in here already been trained. Hallelujah. You have to learn how to keep that mouth, your tongue, to speak only God's word, regardless of what you see or feel. Right now, you got a lot of chatter. People just, oh, it's going up to this, and it's going up to that. What are we going to do? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have money to pay for them, whatever they go up to. Amen. The Lord is my, what did you say? The Lord is my what? Shepherd. I shall not want. So I'm not going to feel what the economy is going to do, because I'm not living in this world's economy. I'm living in God's economy. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm not going to let the economy change me. I'm going to keep on giving my tithes. I'm going to keep on looking for God to bless me. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm going to keep doing what the Bible tells me to do. I'm not going to change. If you stand on that word, you will get locked down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. People just don't want to spend the whole day talking about, ooh, what we going to do? Oh, what this guy. It's always been something in there. This ain't nothing new. Amen. Hallelujah. God's word is the Alpha, meaning it's the beginning. You start on that word, and it's the Omega word. And no other word is greater. And it empowers you to keep control in any given situation. I'm not going to give the devil control of nothing. It enables you to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer, as some are. Oh, they can quote scriptures and they can say things, but when the rubber hit the road or pressure come, you see what happened in those. They said they think that's just fairy tales. Like one doctor told me, well, you're going to have to slow yourself down because you're going to have to deal with this. This is reality. You know, like I'm in a fairy land. I say, I'm not in fairy land. I'm in faith land. Hallelujah. I'm not playing. Everyone is going to go through trials and tribulations. That's what the Bible said. We read last Sunday that everything, all kind of things. He said it rained on the just and the unjust.
Yes.
So ain't no thing. Well, I go to church and I know God and I know the word. Why am I going through this? He said, if you live godly, you're going to suffer persecution. You're going to have tribulations. But he said, be of good cheer. What kind of cheer?
Good cheer.
Not sitting there, I don't know what I'm going to do, Lord. Good cheer. Because he's already overcome the world. Anything you going through, he is already overcoming. And he's going to make you an overcomer. Hallelujah. He's an overcomer on my insides. Glory. Hallelujah. And you got to understand, Jesus has overcome and conquered the world. Anything that comes up against you, he's conquered it. You just got to stay in him. Hallelujah. What we taught about the abiding clause. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask whatever you will. You got to abide in him. Lay in him. Some people might have got offended by my word of wisdom I sent out. R.I.P. Rest in peace. I'm not trying to make light or nothing. I'm trying to tell you, you got to rest in God. Every time I ask God what to do, he say, rest in me. Rest in me. And that's what I've been doing, resting in him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's a God that will keep you. When God's spirit come in you, he put his fruit. We talked about the fruit Saturday. We showed you the pie with the 9 fruit of the spirit in there. But they're not just fruit, they're forces.
Right.
They are forces. So when deep grief and sorrow come, that force of joy will come in there and force that thing out of there. Hallelujah. When other things try to come, You know, faith can't work by itself. The thing we taught Sunday was faith working by love. And then you got patience undergird your faith. Mm-hmm. You know, you got your peace. Mm-hmm. You got to stay in the peace of God in order for God. How are you going to not, if you're not in the peace of God, he can be talking to you and you can't hear him.
Look at that.
Because you got, you worrying about everything. Worrying about what people are going to say. Worrying about this. Here. You got to stay in the peace of God so he can show you what to do next. Because I'm going to tell you something. You know, you have got to. Somebody told me, you just want me to change. I said, I didn't want you to change. The Bible said change. Am I right about it?
Right about it.
The Bible told us if any man be in Christ, he have to become a new creature. All of your old ways, old mindsets, you know, wanting to do what you want to do, that's got to change. You got to submit yourself to God. Hallelujah. And there's people, you know, you be trying to talk to. Well, you just want me to do what you want me to do. It's not what I want you to do. Because I'm going to tell you something. If I wouldn't stay in this world, I'd be doing all kind of stuff now. Glory to God. And you got to let God commend you. And then you got to develop. This is why we come to church. To grow.
Right.
You're going to grow in a church. You're going to have to develop yourself in these things. Just like when you go to the military. They're going to send you to boot camp to teach you how to fight. Then you don't leave from there and then go do your, start doing all like this. Say, you better take that gun out and learn how to shoot it. Be like that man came against that, what was he? That Chinese guy, he come out there. He had that ninja, was doing that. That guy took that gun out and said, boom. That was the end of that. He said, I ain't here to dance with you. So you got to be skillful in the things of God. And the devil don't want you to get skillful. He wants to keep you ignorant of his devices. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So these forces come out. You know, and you got to develop all of the fruit of the Spirit. Everything. Get fully developed in it. Because when you waiting on one to happen, like we said, one got to come and undergird. If it takes a while, the other one got to come like a peer and undergird that faith. And while that's happening, the peace of God got to stay there. All of it works together. You got to learn how to operate in it all. Glory to God. So this is why you come. You come to learn. It can cause you to be a conqueror in any situation. Now, once you are taught all of this, you are expected to do it. And why, you know, why do we learn this? We learn it so that we can reap the inheritance. We can let the word work inside of us. These precious promises that God said he'll keep you. He, you know, you'll see the word is alive. It ain't just something. We're not serving the written God. We're serving the living God. Amen. And he's alive in me. And he showed himself to be alive. And people want the blessings, but they don't want to do what's necessary to get them.
You're right.
That's just like going to work. You can get hired on the job, but if you don't show up, you ain't going to get paid. It works the same way in the spirit realm. You do what God tell you to do. You go where God tell you to go. Well, I don't like sister so-and-so. Well, I'm told me I don't like you. I got a problem with you. Well, if God told you to be here, you better be here.
Yeah.
Whether you like me or not.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? Because he's going to put the teaching in you that you need to handle certain circumstances that you're going to go through. Hallelujah. You ain't got to come home and eat with me. You don't have to, you know, call me on the phone every day. That's okay. I don't have a problem with anybody. Hallelujah.
Who you mad at?
Nobody.
What you mad about?
1 Corinthians 2, nothing. 1 Corinthians 2 in the New Testament, verse 9. The Bible said, natural eyes, he talking about, hath not seen, nor natural ears have heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Amen. So, you know, I'm going to go through some of these. You just write them down. You can go back and listen to them. Or you can pull it up. This message will be on the website. And you can pull it up and re-listen to it again. Just go to messages on our website. You got to understand, you got to be trained. So God said, I have things for my children, them that love me, that natural eyes have not seen and natural ears have not heard, neither have it entered into their heart, the things that I have for you. God is a good God, but just because he's good, you got to obey him in order to get them. It's just all it is to it. Now, you can call me a liar or whatever. You keep doing what you're doing. And guess what? You're going to keep having what you're having. So he said, let me see, where was I? I'm going to go to one or two scriptures. The rest of them I'm just going to quote. This is in 2 and 9. Hallelujah, Jesus. 1 Corinthians, yeah. Not 2nd. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. But as it is written, yes. I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of a man, the things which God have prepared for them that what? Love him. And he said, if you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. Amen. Then he says, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. So you see, I don't care what you know. God, when he put his Spirit in us, everything he gives us, everything he do for us, he goes spirit to spirit. You're going to have to learn how to listen to him in the spirit. You're going to learn, just like with that piece of furniture. You know, my flesh didn't want to go out and get it. But guess what? The Spirit just picked me up and took me to what it, and I was so blessed. You know, it wasn't just that. It was the fact that God answered my prayer.
Yeah.
And I said, I ain't getting nothing but what I want. I said, I'm going to get what I want. And I got what I wanted.
Right.
For $16 and something. Oh, because my God is a good God.
Yeah.
And he's going to show his goodness. And he want to bless every last one of y'all. He, come on here. It don't matter, like I tell people, if somebody left you on the doorstep, your mama ain't taught you nothing, didn't care about you, you don't have no daddy, don't worry about that. Because once you come into the kingdom of God, you got a family. You got a father. And he's a good God. And when you learn to obey him, he's going to put good things in your life. Hallelujah. I told you today, some of y'all going to graduate. Because the title of the message is, you need to take those training wheels off. But some of y'all that's still doing the same thing, keep them on, please. We'll come on. We'll see those that's grown and have grown up. Then they'll come by you. Come on, let me show you. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Anybody got to beg me, drag me to make me come to church? Don't nobody have to make me give my tithe to do. I'm grown in the spirit. I have learned, glory to God, that God will watch over his word to perform it. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Nobody don't have to do that to me. I'm an adult in this thing. So he said, and then he says, look at 10, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. The word search it. Now, when you see a TH behind the word, that means continually. The word search it, all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man continues to know the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. God got to reveal to you the spiritual things of God. You know, people tell me all the time, they quote, misquote the word, and you know, you can say things to make you feel good, but we ain't looking for a good feeling. We're looking for results.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. 12, and now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are what? Freely given.
Yeah.
It's things in this word that's freely given to you. At 70 years old, my husband and I get in our living room, and I confess over my body, every bone in my body, my structure is firm. You know, we confess over our organs, and we confess over our tissues. Hallelujah. Because the Bible told me in Psalms 103 that this is our benefit. Healing is our benefit. Come on here, somebody. And I begin to take my healing. You know, I don't care. I had several friends, preaching friends of mine, that passed last year in their 70s. And you know, the devil said, well, you know, you in your 70s. I said, with long life. Well, I'm going to put that word on him. I'm going to put that word on him. I'm going to back him up out of here. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And when arthritis try to come in here, I said, God, get in our ligaments. Get all up in our bones. Come on here. Grease us up real good with that Holy Ghost. This is my benefit. I take my benefit. He satisfies my mouth with good things. He says he will renew my youth like the eagles. Come on here. I don't have to look old and ugly. Come on here. I got the word. I ain't got to go get no face this and that. I'm going to put the word on that. I'm going to put that word cream on my face. I'm going to let it know you're renewing my youth. Hayabasata rababasata. He's giving me strength. I confess with it. I told Elder, I said, the older we get, the stronger we get. Because he said, you'll have what you say. You can speak life over yourself, or you can speak death. You can talk about, I ain't got money to do this here. I never have nothing. I said, God, you are my shepherd. I told my aunt, she's going on 98 years old, still driving her car, still taking her garbage out. And I start teaching her, because where she go, it's a good church, but they ain't teaching her the word. And I start teaching her the word. She be on Wednesday nights when she can. She went to pay her light bill. And some kind of way, she was $60 short. Now, she had it in her purse. You know, the lady said, well, you still short $60. And she said, what? How did I miss that? And she began to dig in her purse, and before she could pull anything out, the man behind her pulled out three 20s and slapped on that thing. Hi-ya! He said, mother, go ahead and have you a good day. Hallelujah! Glory to God. You got to let God will keep you. He'll keep you. And that's just part of the testimony. We got so many testimonies since I've been teaching her that somebody knocked on her door and said, the Lord sent me over here and he told me to pay one of your bills. I knew the time she would just say, oh, no, no, no. I said, you better learn how to say thank you. Just say thank you. He said, can I pay one of your bills? She said, you think I'm crazy? Yeah, wait a minute. Let me go get it. And he paid almost a $300 bill for her. Yeah. You know, he said, I'll take care of you in your older age. Yeah. If you just keep praising me. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Don't look at what you don't have. You got a God that'll meet every need you have. Yeah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. You want to give your testimony? You stand right there if you want to. I told her, what was it, 2 weeks ago? Two Sundays ago.
Yeah.
I'm preaching. And I stopped. I didn't even know the circumstance. I said, God's going to open up a door for you. And when he opened it up, you walk in and just stand where you at and tell it.
Yeah. Thank you. But unfortunately, because of the cost of living here, I knew what they were paying. So a lot of interviews that I went, I was given my number, but like I was coming off from what I was making in Atlanta. And a lot of them were like, you know, we can't pay that, and so forth. So I was like, okay. So the last interview, I was going to lowball myself so I could get a job. Yeah. And so the son was like, you know, I know my worth. And I gave the number. He was like, well, kind of, you know, high. We don't know what he said, but I'm going to think about it. And I'll call you Monday. So that was a Friday. So Monday came. I didn't get a call. Tuesday Tuesday came, and then it called. So I was like, you know, the flesh was like, it is. So, Wednesday, I woke up, I prayed, I just talked to my mama. She like, did you pray today? I was like,
tell it like it.
So I said, I prayed, so I said, you know, Lord, if it's in your will, I'll get a call. Wednesday at 3 o'clock, and we was talking, and he was like, you know, I know, we was talking about the pay, and he said, you know, unfortunately, he said, that is out of our pay range. He said, but we were so impressed with you, I'm going to give you what you want.
Woo! Hey!
And he said, I'm going to give it to you. And since it's a new year, I got hired on to that, they get a merit.
Look at God. I say, won't he do it? See, y'all think I'm playing. I ain't playing up on him. He'll do just what he said. Now, when God gave me that word for her, I didn't even know she had lost her job. I thought she was still working where she was working at. But God will do just what he said. Hallelujah. And these are the things. This is why you come in here and get trained. We're going to speak. We're going to make this world give up our goods. We're going to let the devil know you didn't hinder me long enough. I'm going to get what belonged to me. Glory to God. And that's why you need to be somewhere where you can gain you some strength. Glory to God, around eagle saints. Because eagle saints, say, what is an eagle saint? An eagle saint that is one that don't run from the storm. They run into the storm and let the storm take them up in the air. We're going to learn, glory to God. God's going to put us in the marketplace. And we're going to show these people we're not just talking Jesus. We're not just out there talking ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. We're going to show you, glory to God, that we serve a living God. He's going to make a way out of no way. He's going to put you in places and elevate you, glory to God. Hallelujah. And we went out last year with nothing but testimonies. Well, Sister Linda was looking for a roof and didn't want to pay no money. And God blessed her with a new roof. Didn't have to come a dime out of her pocket. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All kind of blessings. Say, all kind of blessings is waiting on me. I'm going to learn how to get them. Hallelujah. Come on here. When somebody tell me no, that force of faith pushes them, and they'll call you back and say, well, I thought about it and I think I will do it. God made somebody do something for me after they said they wasn't going to do it. I just sit there and looked at them. I kicked in that force. Come on here. I'm going to run over you and what you said. And they did just what I needed them to do. I'm operating out of the spiritual man. I'm going to church to get loaded up, equipped. Amen. I'm not here to play. If you look at me ugly and roll your eyes, that's your problem. I ain't going to leave church because somebody roll their eyes and looking funny and don't like. I'm not here for that. When you go on that job, you're not there to be popular. Just keep your mouth shut and get your check. Get your check. Because when you start walking in wealth, everybody not pleased with you. Hallelujah. They'll try to do all kind of stuff. Just keep your mouth shut. Yeah. Y'all, and stay off of Facebook.
Whoa, tickle out.
Telling everybody everything. Well, she got that. That should have been mine. That's a whole nother teaching.
Yeah.
You got to grow up in the things of God. Now listen, and I'm going towards my close. There are three levels of growth that you're going to experience when you come to God. Babyhood. You know, I try to tell preachers, don't be trying to preach a whole sermon to folks because you don't want to preach. You can't give a baby a steak. No. You can't even put a wean in their mouth. They need pablum. They need to be taken slow, you know, and everything. That's okay if you don't know everything. We came in here not knowing everything. And then you're going to go into childhood, you know, where you just talk and say anything. And, you know, and in a hurry, you know. Be like me one time, I was so hungry, I went home and I had a cornbread, and I wanted that cornbread to cook so fast, I turned the fire up and it was pretty brown on the outside. When you cut it, it was just nothing but dough on the inside. You can't rush this stuff. You got to be taught, and we're going to teach you and grow. You got to come here to learn how to grow. If you mess up, don't worry about it. We gonna help you. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Don't quit church. Just keep coming. We're going to hold you up, fix you up. You know, do whatever we got to do. Am I telling the truth? Glory to God. And then you're going to come into sonship, a daughtership, where you don't have to have nobody holding your hand. Hallelujah. Go to Galatians 4. I'm coming to my close. Don't worry. You know, people will come in here, wonder how long she going to be. Do you say that when you go to the movies or watch the game? You don't say that. Look at Galatians 4, verse 1. Now I say that the heir, when you get saved and become a child of God, you become an heir. What is an heir? One that's been left something. Amen? God has given us, he got stuff that he said he's freely given us, and we got to learn how to tap into it. We are heirs. Hallelujah. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, deferreth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. You've inherited stuff. It's stuff that belonged to you, but you can't get it. You know, used to be like my grandchildren, when they came, they would get in the car. One of them going to tell me from the back seat, he wasn't but 11 years old, Grandma, I'm going to fly. Come on, let's go fly. I'm going to fly a plane. I said, You ain't going to get me in nothing. You ain't took no lessons. You don't give a child a car. You know what I'm saying? That might be for them later, but that's not for them now. You got to be careful. I taught somebody one time, you can't put certain things in their hands or get mad if you give them a $50 bill. A child liable to tear it up. They don't know the value of that. You got to teach them the value and how to operate, and they got to learn how to come into this stuff. And sometimes we give them stuff they're not ready for. Amen. Hallelujah. You're supposed to be matured enough to know that. You know? And he says, as long as you're a child, but is under, look at two, tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so, we, when we were childish, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come,
thank you, sir,
God sent forth his son, not a child, his son, hallelujah, fully developed, glory to God. And that devil, he let that devil know, you can't have this. Went forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that was under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. I'm a daughter of God. And he says in, I think it is in St. John 1, he said, when you become a daughter or a son of his, he equipped you. He give you power. Mm-hmm. Power. Glory to God. Power. Now you got to learn how to use that power.
Yes.
Hallelujah. All right. And then I went to Hebrews 6 right quick. I'm working myself down. I'm getting there. Glory to God. You got to take spiritual things serious. If you don't take them serious, that devil will do everything he can to cause you to just get your focus. You know, I don't feel like going to church. Wait, just wait for the devil not to give you a not feeling like. He ain't gonna never make you feel like doing anything that can help you. You know, some people used to have a bumper sticker. I owe, off the work I go. You go because you know you owe. And the reason why we come to church, because we realize we're not dealing with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. We're going to have to deal with spirits. You can look at somebody and they just cutting up. The other day, somebody came by my house. And when I tell you that was nothing but the pure devil, and it was just talking to me, and I just looked at him. I act like I didn't respond to nothing they said. Because you're trying to get a response out of me. You want me to argue with you. I'm not going to argue with you. I done already won the battle. You what you're trying to do, you can't get me to do. See, some of y'all will go off the flesh. Go off this. I didn't argue with them. And then when they left, I hugged their neck. Jesus. See, it's a whole lot we got to learn. Y'all hear me say this all the time. If Jesus come and he somebody slap you, he said, turn the other cheek. Now y'all gonna put where my gun, where my knife.
Increase our faith.
I'm gonna show them.
Increase our faith.
We gonna know when things happen where your maturity level is at. They cuss you, you cuss back. Now, I ain't got to curse you out. Mm-mm. I'm gonna take it to the heavens, baby, and I'm gonna only say what God tell me to say. And then when I do that, you're gonna find out who's real, whether I'm a real woman of God or not. Hebrews, we said, we in the New Testament.
Six.
Let me get there. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, you have to be a doer of this word. All right, before we go there, I got this further down here. Let's go ahead and hit this one. Look at Hebrews 5 and 13. Well, let me go to 12. For when the time ye ought to be teachers, or matured, let's say that, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles, or that mean the word of God. And are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. It is important that you be taught how to handle spiritual things. Some people, y'all have heard me tell a story about, who was that? When God was bringing the children of Israel into the promised land. And they knew they were outnumbered. You know, and they had this big old wall. The wall was so thick you could ride a chariot over it. And they were looking at the wall, but God said, see, I have given you this city. Well, if you were looking through the natural, you say, how have you given me this city? But he told them, say, follow instructions.
Follow instructions.
See, when you don't follow instructions, you can cause a whole thing to be torn down. Well, I didn't mean to burn the house down. Whether you meant to burn it or didn't mean to burn it, it's down because you didn't do what we told you to do. So he told them, he said, I want y'all to march around that wall, the children of Israel, and then go back to the camp. Don't open your mouth. Don't say nothing.
Oh, Lord.
He told them to do that 6 days. But you know some of us, it's hot out here. And look, dang. He said, don't open your mouth, don't say nothing. March around the wall and go back to the camp. Do that 6 days. And on the 7th day, he said, go around the wall and he said, shout. And when you shout, the wall didn't just crumble down. It fell down flat. Well, all they had to do was step on it and go on in there. See, you want God to win your battles. You want God to bless you, but you don't want to do it the way he tell you to do it.
You're right.
If he says shut your mouth, shut your mouth. Don't. Well, I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna praise God. Well, I would praise. I don't care if he didn't say praise. Don't praise. Shut up. How hard is that? I told y'all when we went to close on a deal for this church, and God told me that morning. He said, "Now it's gonna be a time in that close where you don't need to say nothing." You know, and then this man handed me this envelope. And the first thing I wanted to say was, what is this? But God said, I knew that was the time to shut up. And I just handed it to Linda. Me and John and Linda was closing on this deal. And I handed it to her, and she knew to follow my lead. So she just put it in her purse like it was nothing. And when we got in the car, it was a check for $5,000. But the people didn't know.
They didn't know
that we was getting a check. We could have just messed the whole thing up. See, when you're doing business in the marketplace, you got to obey God. You got to do it the way God show you how to do it. You're going to come out with the goods. I don't have time to tell all of the testimonies of how God have done stuff and gave us stuff. And, you know, people have their favor. And everything just by just standing there, letting God, you know what I'm talking about. It's all kind, but you just because you go to church ain't gonna do it. It's because you learn how to operate with the Spirit. Amen. Amen. So he says, look at 13. For everyone that use it, milk is not skillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe.
That's what it says.
But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. So don't, when people come to church, don't be trying to dump all of what you know in them and you know and all of this here. Just the biggest thing you need to know when you start coming to church, keep coming and sitting under the word. Amen. That's all you need to know. The word will clean you, teach you, and then as you begin to grow, glory to God. You don't put no steak in a baby's mouth. What are you going to do with it?
Choke.
Even though he said, but strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. You can do a good thing, but it's not the right thing.
Right.
God told, who was that?
Uzzah.
Not, you know, he said, don't touch the
ark.
The Ark of the Covenant. Well, guess what? They didn't build the ark right. They didn't do it right. And so while they were coming into the city, the ark fell. And he went, tried to grab it, put his hands on that. And he fell out dead.
Yes,
when
did.
God said, don't touch it, don't touch it. He mean what he say? He said, well, it's okay. He just was trying to do something good. Do what he tell you to do.
There you go.
Follow instructions. That's how come so many have not reaped their inheritance now. You want to do it your way. If he say be somewhere at 6 o'clock, he don't mean 5 or 20 minutes to 6. He mean be there at 6 o'clock. Hallelujah. You got to obey and do what God tells you to. And you can just about know when you're supposed to do something for God. Here comes somebody going to want to take up your time, call you on the phone, got a need. Well, I need you to take. I don't care. I said, I don't care. I'm going to obey God.
Better call an Uber.
And they'll talk about you like, well, you're supposed to be saved and I needed help. You should have. At this time, I'm doing what God tell me to do. And you'll find somebody else. I promise you, you will. You know, you got to quit letting circumstances and people pull you off of God. He know where you're supposed to be. He know what you need to go through these trials and tribulations. He know what kind of word you need to sit under. So when you go in the marketplace, you're going to be led by his spirit. He knows this. And he going to put you on the training that's going to show you how to do that. Hallelujah. And if you don't get it, guess what? You're going to end up being jealous of somebody because they're getting their blessings. But I tell you, if I catch you trying to block mine, you better wave a white flag. I'm going to get you. You come in my trying to be jealous because I'm going to get what's mine. Come on, say, I'm going to
get what's mine.
It's plenty of blessings this year. We're not going to just survive. We're going to thrive in 2025. We're going to put our hands on what God said we're going to have. We're going to ignore all of this other, and we're going to walk like she did and go in there and take that job for the amount of money she asked God for. Hallelujah. You're going to be equipped with God's word. Glory to God. Like the man said, well, how much you want to pay for this? I said, well, I don't want to pay no more than $35. And then he go put $35 and give me half price. I say, look, all I could say, like my aunt said, look at God. Woo! Ha yabasa. You have to, strong meat belong to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. I looked at evil, it was sitting in my living room the other day. Nothing but evil. And when I do this, and when I do that, you know what? I ain't paid it no attention. Because it wanted to start a fight with me. And I'm not going to fight with you. You hear what I'm saying? You can do what you want to do. Leave, do whatever you want to do. Then when I wouldn't fight with it, then they're talking about, well, we just going to leave. I said, do what you got to do, because I'm going to do what I have to do. I get hugged their neck, bless them with whatever I had in my pocket, and say, see you. I'm not gonna let you, because when you pull me into your flesh with your flesh, I'm out of the jurisdiction of God. And God's not gonna bless me. And I'm not gonna, I'm getting everything that belonged to me this year. I don't care. Hallelujah. The message today is that it's time to take off your training wheels and do what you have been taught. Do what you've been taught. Now look at 6. Therefore, and one, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ,
let
us go on into perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith toward God. Stop. Well, I believe. Then I don't believe. Then you go over here. I teach you one thing. Then you go listen to somebody else. And if you watch their life, they ain't got no proof of nothing that they saying. You're in unbelief. Then you call on the phone. Well, what y'all think about it? I don't care what people think about it. I'm going to take God's word and lock in on the word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If God said this child going to grow up to be something great, that's what I'm locking in on that. I don't care what teachers say. I don't care what nothing say. I'm going to lock in on what God said. Come on in. Every time I look at it, I'm going to say, you're going to do great things. You're going to do awesome things. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to cancel every bad word come out. You cancel that thing and say, God, you the living God. And you in charge of her life. She's going to do great things. Hallelujah. You better be a living word. This living word better come alive in you. I don't care what you say. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4, and that's my last scripture. Well, yeah, that's the last one. We're still in the New Testament. While we turn in there, you can just write it down. God will put you in churches where you're going to have to learn how to grow in the things of God. Whether you like it or not, like I said, I'm not here to be everybody's buddy. You may not like me. That's okay.
That's fine.
That's all right. But this word needs to be a living testimony inside of you, because I'm going to push you till you do it. And he begins to talk. I'm not going to read all of this, but he talked about God put in the church some apostles, prophets, some evangelists, pastors, and teachers. 12, for the perfecting of the saints. I said I wasn't going to read it all, but I guess I am. For the work of the ministry. You here for the work of the ministry.
Amen.
You don't grow and then you ready to go.
Amen.
You here to help these other small ones that come in.
Yeah.
You get some people get a dime above a dollar and you don't see them no more.
Amen.
Well, just keep doing that. Keep stopping doing what God told you to do. It'll be like a tree. It'll stay green for a while. But if it's separated, the limb is separated from the tree, it's going to die.
Yeah,
that money going to dry up. Don't get happy behind that. See, money don't move me. I move the money around. I tell it what to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he said, why do God put you in church? For the perfecting, so that you can get perfected. For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come into the unity of the faith. You're going to go from faith to faith and glory to glory. Hallelujah. I'm in 13. And of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. 14. That you henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro. Carried about with every wind of doctrine and sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. I'm not looking for popularity. I told y'all, people that call me and elder for the last 2 years wanting us to be a bishop, give us a bishop title. But I done already found out when you get in that organization, guess what they gonna do? They gonna make you follow their rules and regulations, and I'm not gonna do that. So ain't no need, keep your title, I'm good. You know, I'm going to obey God. Hallelujah. You cannot let flesh. Flesh will mess you up. It will cause you to miss out on your blessings. You make flesh line up with you. Do you hear what I'm saying? Some people might get mad at what I'm saying. That's okay. You can get mad. Nothing in my house controls me. You living in my house with me, when I get up and go to church, everything in the house getting up going to church. Or you sit on the porch till I come back. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because if you don't train folks when you need God to work, the devil going to use them. He going to use them. You got to train. Well, I don't think God done told you he gonna bless you with a car. You taking all these babies with you. Now, I wouldn't get that one. I like this one. And God giving you something that's dependable.
Yeah.
They going after how it look in the flesh. Some people you can't take with you when you're going to get stuff. Oh, I like the way that one look. Oh, I like that one. I don't care what you like. Don't stay home or stay in the car. It's tough, but it's the truth. They'll mess you up, you know, and stuff. You know, and you better not take them if you're a liar. They'll come out and say, I thought you said. Next thing you know, they told everything. Well, don't get mad with them because they're childish. They're a child. They're going to say, you know, they think, oh, Mama, I thought you said this, 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 and that.
They'll tell
and
it.
And you're looking at them like,
They'll tell it.
Like the little boy when I was collecting, I told y'all, the insurance, you know, don't tell him to come to the door. Her say her ain't here, and her feet sticking up out of the from the bottom of the door. I said, well, you tell her, I said, I'll be back. Yeah, she a child. What you expect? Glory to God. And he said that we be henceforth no more tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. Don't let you come to church. Somebody look at you funny. You come to church. I say something you don't like. Well, you know what? People say stuff you don't like all the time.
All the time.
Just keep sitting here. You'll find something you like. You know. 15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up in him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body joined together, compact by that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part. So all he's saying is that God is not here just to, you know, do one thing for you. He's going to sit you under a word that's going to grow you up in every area. We're going to teach you how to handle finances and not let finances handle you. We're going to teach you how to pull your blessings out of places that don't even look like it's there, you know, and everything. You're here to learn. Now, like I said, when I'm in my clothes, if you here sitting under this kind of training and been sitting under it for years, it's time for you to take them training wheels off. Anybody ought to have to hold you up, beg you, tell you every time you're coming to church, you're doing this here, you're doing that. Because the devil is going to watch your weaknesses, and that's where he's going to work at. He's going to watch your weaknesses, and if you don't show nothing, and if you sin, all you got to do is say, Lord, forgive me, and get back into your place. Don't sit there wilding in your sin. Well, you don't know. Well, did. The devil don't even own your sins. He don't have nothing to do with your sins unless you give them to him. Hallelujah. Just go to God, repent, and ask him to help me not to do this again. Glory to God. And if you keep sitting under the word, you being washed not by the washing of the water of the word. You know, and everything. That word was so hard. Y'all hear me tell that all the time. Ooh, I say, Lord, if you just let me get out of here. Glory to God. When I'm not feeding milk right now, the tent is put up. So some of y'all are just not starting. Don't worry. You're going to get a start. Come on here. Like she say, she came into a blessing. You're going to come into some strong word. And if whatever you don't understand, you call me. I will take you through that. Glory to God. But I tell you one thing, the devil not going to keep running you up one street and coming down another. You're going to get strong. And you're going to learn how to discern from good and evil. We're going to take this word and we're going to activate it. And we're going to speak life. I want you to speak life when you go to say, Lord, I thank you. You're in my grocery bill. My money is overcoming this economy. Whatever happened, glory to God. And if they give anybody a raise at my job, I'm going to be right in there. You're going to have to speak it. You're going to have to call those things that be not speaking. God, your favor is on me. Hallelujah. You blessing me coming in and you're blessing me going out. I can't speak for everybody, but I'm speaking for myself. And when I go in the marketplace, I know just what to do. I know how to do it because your wisdom is upon me.
Yeah.
Now, I told y'all last year, This a whole new year. Everybody at the end of this year ought to have some kind of testimony of what God has done. Don't just go sit in the church and then you last year like you was the last year. We're gonna get in here. We're going to overcome circumstances and situations, and we're going to cause this earth to give up our goods. We're not going to be weak-minded. We're not going to let the flesh control us, take us out of the will of God. We're going to lay in that, and in that, we are equipped. Come on, say, I'm equipped.
I'm equipped.
See, God is equipping you for what you're going to have to do when you go out there. Hallelujah. And when how you handle yourself is going to put a demand and cause things to happen.